Good evening, everyone. Is the frequency in use? This is W2TCG. Okay, Luke. Hello, everybody. This is W2TTT, and we'll be operating as K2 Bravo Alpha Romeo, the radio station of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, and this is the TechNet. TechNet is every Thursday night at 9 p.m., and its purpose is for the exchange of pretty much anything related to amateur radio, electronics, telecommunications, and the things in our society that depend on those things. Which means pretty much you can bring up any subject you want if you really want to. It's no big deal. Because we're blessed with a technical hobby. We would like you to check in whether or not you have a question or a comment for the net. And you do not need to be a member of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association in order to participate. Any licensed radio amateur with privileges to operate in the 2-meter band is welcome to participate. Okay, and we do have a different way to check into this net compared to others. We check in with our call sign, our name, and indicate whether or not we have a question, a comment, or none of the above. All of those things are possible. In fact, you can even have question and comment. Question or comment, or none of the above. Actually, it works that way. So, feel free to check in, as I said, whether or not you have anything to contribute specifically. Because sometimes your presence will cause a subject to be raised, and we appreciate your ability to participate. And as I said, again, something about you may spark a subject for somebody else. So we hope you're there, if you can join us. So, let us begin. We do this in an orderly manner, or what pretends to be an orderly manner. Let's see. So what we'll do is we'll look for the alpha calls first. Your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment or not the above, please call K2BAR. Let's try Kilo calls. Any Kilo call tonight, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment, or none of the above. Please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, Kilo Charlie 2 United Whiskey Victor. No questions, no comments. Name is Denver.
K2BAR, this is KC2PYB. His name is Richard. No questions, no comments.
KO2, okay. Bennett here, and none of the above.
KF2ID Ben, I have a an appeal for ham help.
Emergency?
Not an emergency. Just for help in the month of August.
So far, I have KC2 UQV, good evening Denver, KC2B, hello Richard, KO2K, good evening Bennett, KC2 SGF, hello Rachel, K2AMI Tony with a comment, KF2ID Ben with a request for help in August, and good evening to all of you, and is there anybody else? The Kilo calls, please call K2BAR.
K2DSL, David, no questions, no comments, I don't think.
He said, I'm not sure what he said there, Gordon, but it wasn't W there.
No Q.
Added now, David, K2DSL, good evening to you, sir. Anybody else with some?
W2JEK, Don, no comment.
Okay, good evening, Don. Any other Kilo calls?
Kilo 2, Zulu, Charlie, no questions.
Good evening, Dave. Good evening to you, Don,
as well. Anybody else with a Kilo call? Anybody with a Whiskey call?
Whiskey Echo 2 Romeo Charlie, nothing to contribute.
Charlie, B2R, any other whiskeys? Okay, November calls, any November calls? Any call sign who is not checked in, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment or none of the above. Please call K2BAR. Ready? Well, we have Denver, Richard, Bennett, Rachel, Ben, Tony, David, Don, Dave, and Charlie. Any miss anybody? Okay, then let's get on with the matter at hand. KF2ID, your commentary, sir.
Okay, just want to first let me say offhand, for those of you who might have volunteered for the fail on fireworks assistance, it's been canceled. And it has been postponed to Sunday night. They'll meet again at 6 p.m. at the usual place. I was rather surprised at that. Of course, usually they do it one night, the next night. If that doesn't work out, then they get it for the year. But this time they postponed it to Sunday night, which is a little bit of a problem because it, of course, conflicts with the Barra meeting Sunday night, which I know I would like to attend. So I don't know how that's going to work out. And I'm going to try and volunteer for this because they need the volunteers, and because of the switch in the evening, they might get as many as usual, so those of us who can should. Okay, now to my handheld appeal. Let me jump out for a moment. As I mentioned in prior nets, the Maywood Station Museum, which is the Maywood Station, which has been turned into a historical landmark, and has a railroad museum in it, and they also have a railroad car attached to it, in which they have a model railroad, and the museum is filled with various mementos for the railroad. I was there a while back, and I noticed that they had a couple of railroad sounders and keys. And I thought, hey, you certainly could hook this up to a working telegraph system. If the stuff works, they checked it and it works. And on August the 16th, they're having what I would call a train fest fire. They're going to have a bunch of vendors down there. They're going to set up model, some of them will set up model railroads, and they'll be selling stuff that railroad buffs are interested in. So I suggested to the director that I could set up a telegraph. I could get their telegraph working, and they can have a real telegraph station set up, demonstration set up, and he seemed to be very eager, and a couple of other guys there also seemed very eager for it. So I would like, if I could get it, one or two individuals who know Morse code. Now, you don't have to know it well. You don't have to be great at it, because they're going to send very, very slow. And we're going to have people try to decipher it as we send it. So we just had sent a couple of messages, and somebody at the other end try to decipher it. And it won't be very far, so you can yell it if they don't hear it. Or I can bring a couple of handhelds. Let me drop out again. Also, I thought, well, maybe we could send up a demonstration ham station there. They have a number of trees available, very easy to set up a simple dipole, 20 meters is probably all you really need. These people are interested. I spoke to one or two of them. They seem to be interested in amateur radio. One of them was even a commercial licensed operator. It'd be good publicity for us. May get in the Bergen Record. It's quite possible. In any case, it would be an extra bit of publicity for our hobby, and we'd be helping out fellow Bergenites, so to speak. And I think you'd be doing a good deep. So I'd like to, if at all possible, to get one or two people to know the code. Not too well. It's on August the 16th. It's from noon to 3 p.m. We can set up the telegraph. If we have the ambition, we can set up the ham station. That's not necessary. I can provide the ham equipment. And I appreciate some help. So that's it for me at the moment. KF2ID with TechNet K2VAR.
Okay, Ben. Very good. Anybody have any comments for Ben on the subject?
KC2SDF.
Go ahead, Rachel.
Ben, maybe you can repeat the date that is going to occur, and then also maybe we can have it announced at the Barra meeting.
That's a great idea. It's the 16th, Sunday the 16th. There's actually another event that day, but I think Ben's event is more stationary and sedentary and a little different than the one I have in mind, but I think that's a good idea to have it mentioned at the Barra meeting. That would work. It'd be a lot of fun. Ben, you have any follow-up?
Yes, I would appreciate it being mentioned. I, in fact, intended to mention it, and I'm going to pick up some flyers for the Maywood Station, the zine. And I intended, to, not a lot of flyers, but, you know, a few, so it's distributed to those people who are really interested.